Aurelius took up the phrase and continued, reading not from the page but from memory. Not soon enough, however. The volume was flung. It hit me and I fell, striking my head against the door and cutting it. Of course I recognized it. How could I not? For I had read it goodness knows how many times. Jane Eyre, I said wonderingly. You recognized it? Yes, it is. I asked a man in the library. It's by Charlotte someone. She had a lot of sisters, apparently. Have you read it? Started to. It was about a little girl. She lost her family, and so her aunt takes her in. I thought I was on to something with that. Nasty woman, the aunt, not like Mrs. Love at all. This is one of the cousins throwing the book at her on this page. But later she goes to school, a terrible school, terrible food. But she does make a friend. He smiled, remembering his reading. Only then the friend died. His face fell. And after that, I seemed to lose interest. Didn't read the end. I couldn't see how it fitted after that. He shrugged off his puzzlement. What about this? I picked up the next object and couldn't help giving a shudder. Clearly, it had been a feather once, but now it was a nasty, dirty-looking thing. Its oils dried up, the barbs had separated into stiff brown spikes along the cracked spine. Aurelius shrugged his shoulders and shook his head in helpless ignorance, and I dropped the feather with relief. And then there was just one more thing. Now this, Aurelius began, but he didn't finish. It was a scrap of paper, roughly torn, with a faded ink stain that might once have been a word. I peered at it closely. I think, Aurelius stuttered, well, Mrs. Love thought. We both agreed, in fact. He looked at me in hope, that it must be my name. He pointed. It got wet in the rain, but here, just here. He led me to the window, gestured me to hold the paper scrap up to the light. Something like an A at the beginning, and then an S just here toward the end. Of course, it's faded a bit over the years. You have to look hard. But you can see it, can't you? I stared at the stain. Can't you? I made a vague motion with my head. Neither nod nor shake. You see? It's obvious when you know what you're looking for, isn't it? I continued to look, but the phantom letters that he could see were invisible to my eye. And that, he was saying, is how Mrs. Love settled on Aurelius. Though I might just as easily be Alphonse, I suppose. He laughed at himself, sadly, uneasily, and turned away. The only other thing was the spoon. But you've seen that. He reached into his top pocket and took out the silver spoon I had seen at our first meeting, when we ate ginger cake while sitting on the giant cats flanking the steps of Angelfield House. And the bag itself, I wondered. What kind of bag is it? Just a bag, he said vaguely. He lifted it to his face and sniffed it delicately. It used to smell of smoke, but not any more. He passed it to me and I bent my nose to it. You see, it's faded now. Aurelius opened the oven door and took out a tray of pale gold biscuits that he set to cool. Then he filled the kettle and prepared a tray. Cups and saucers, a sugar bowl, a milk jug and little plates. I carried them as Aurelius directed, into Mrs. Love's front room, and sat in a chair by the fireplace, leaving him to stow his inheritance. His invaluable, indecipherable inheritance, safely away.